And our studio is graced by Miss Rodeo Nebraska, Briley Thompson from Hershey. How you doing, Briley?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming in. And as Ken said, the surroundings just got a whole lot better. But we appreciate you coming in. Tremendous honor for you. What has it been, about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks for you now? And I'm sure this has been something which, well, I'll let you kind of tell the story. When it became a big ambition of yours to pursue Miss Rodeo Nebraska, probably started when you were a little girl, I'm guessing, or maybe in your early teens, something like that.
Yeah, I was actually just 10 years old when I competed for my very first Rodeo Queen pageant, mm-hmm. but it actually wasn't till I was 12 that I won my very first title, which was the Sutherland Rodeo Junior Queen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it wasn't until I actually won that I actually took serious what it meant to be uh-huh. a Rodeo Queen. And then I just kept pursuing titles, and the next title after that was Miss Teen Rodeo Nebraska, and I was fortunate enough to have that title mm-hmm. for 2 years due to COVID. And then after that, I held two other PRCA mm-hmm. titles, which led me to the title of Miss Rodeo Nebraska. Mm-hmm. So all those titles have played a huge part into getting me here today. And it's just always been a goal to be Miss Rodeo Nebraska. And I'm just so grateful that I was able to achieve that dream.
So what is it about the rodeo? I mean, did you get fixed on that when you were just a little girl and just fascinated by how rodeos work and just the whole surroundings and the atmosphere with it?
Yeah, the atmosphere is definitely mm-hmm. like no other, but I definitely just don't know a life without horses. I've always been on a horse since I was little. I grew up rodeoing and showing in 4-H and just always being around horses, whether it was mm-hmm. with my dad or my brother. So I just really don't know what I would do without rodeo or horses in my life.
It all starts with horses, doesn't it?
Yes.
You get into that, you get roped into that, not to use too many rodeo terms.
Yep. But
and then it just, so being a part of that and being around rodeos, going to rodeos when you're young, that got you thinking about, I'd like to compete. Is this when you found out there's stuff to compete for, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So as a young girl and you're attending rodeos, you always see the rodeo queens riding by. And at some point, I just think I was like, man, I would like to do that. You know, I uh-huh. love riding horses and dressing up. And my mom entered me at 10 years old in my first pageant. And I kind of realized that it's much more than just riding your horse around in a circle.
Right.
And
right.
I really took a hold of that and found out that it's truly where I shined and where uh-huh. I had a lot of talents in, and I just went on from there.
You have to be outgoing too, and you have to probably practice a smile, and
yes,
sometimes you probably maybe don't feel the best or don't want to be around a whole bunch of people, but I guess you just get over that.
I've always been an extrovert, so uh-huh. that's never really been a problem for me. I love meeting uh-huh. new people, talking to new people, talking in front of a crowd. That can always be a little nerve-wracking, but the more you do it, the better I've got at it. So I've always enjoyed the people part. That's something that I've always looked forward to.
It's never been an issue with you, huh?
No, fortunately, yeah.
That's good. You graduated recently from Mid Plains. You got a business degree there, emphasis in entrepreneurship and leadership too. What kind of got you oriented towards that as you were going to college?
Yeah, so throughout high school, I actually started a small business where I made jewelry and sold it, something I did to make some money throughout high school. And I knew I wanted to eventually make it bigger. And so when I got into college, I knew I wanted to study business because it was broad mm-hmm. and I could branch it in any direction that I wanted to go to. But now I think it's something that I can take in any direction I want in life. And being Miss Rodeo Nebraska, I think it's a great degree that I can use and branch off of when I hand out my title in the future.
So to use another rodeo analogy, you grab the bull by the horn, so to speak.
Right? I guess you could
say
that.
Or the horse by the reins, whatever. We don't need to keep on down that road, but you're a go-getter, obviously. You're somebody that sees something and says, I can do that. I mean, you don't put up... If there are any obstacles, you don't let them affect you is what I'm kind of picking up, right?
Yeah, yeah. I would say I'm a go-getter for sure.
Yeah, well, that's going to lead you great, great places, too. You want to work in the agricultural industry, And as you just stated, you kind of would like to own your own business. That's an ambition. Do you have a firmer idea? Or
I don't really say right now I have a firmer idea. I definitely want a stable job in the future that allows me to still travel and have a business on the side and just continue to support the sport of rodeo and travel and do the things that I love.
Well, you have this interim period because they don't just hand you the whole thing at once. Your title is Lady in Waiting. You don't officially get the title until January 1st.
That is correct, yes.
So how are you using this interim period? I mean, do you just follow the current one around and go where she goes and try to pick up everything you can from her, or how's that work?
Yeah, so what my next 6 months looks like is I'm actually doing things like getting sponsors that are going to help me travel throughout my next year, and doing things like designing my chaps that I'll wear to all the rodeos next year, and planning my coronation, which is usually in the beginning of January. So all those things take a little bit of time, and so those next 6 months is what that kind of looks like.
And you probably, following it closely the last few years, you kind of had a pretty good idea of what it's involved too, and the lady in waiting, what you'd be doing if you were named, right?
I had a general idea. Yeah. It's definitely always, you know, more detailed than what you anticipate, but I've had great help. The Miss Rodeo Nebraska Association is amazing, and so having their help and support is definitely going to make these next 6 months just fly by.
Mm-hmm. So this. I printed out the article from the Telegraph, which had the nice picture of you leaning down to get your hat. And so what was that feeling like when they announced you as being the next Miss Rodeo Nebraska?
I think I was just so overwhelmed with so many emotions. I was just so happy. I've worked towards this for what feels like 10 years now, and just to know that I finally achieved my biggest childhood dream was just one of the best feelings in the world. I don't know how else to describe it other than that.
Couldn't compare with anything you've experienced up to this point in your young life, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Definitely the best experience I've had so far in life.
It's always great to work for something, have a big dream, and have it fulfilled, isn't it?
It is an amazing feeling.
Yeah. And it's not, it's only partially fulfilled yet, but you got to be, I'm sure your mind has been buzzing since that point, and preparation, and then what you want to do, hitting the ground running in January too,
yes,
right?
I want to be as busy as possible and go to as many new places and see as many new things as I can.
Well, you've made everyone here in this area proud. I know that we're so proud, everyone in the area and representing the whole state, but in particular our neck of the woods. We love the fact that we've got someone out this way that can represent us too. You mentioned a couple things in your article that I thought I'd let you elaborate on a little bit, and you gave kudos to your mom. She's really been your biggest supporter, hasn't she, through this whole time?
Yeah, my mom is definitely my partner in crime and has been my biggest supporter throughout these 10 years. My mom has made my clothes from age 10 till now. She's always making me new clothes and just always coming up with different ideas to try, whether it's for speeches or horsemanship. She really just tries to help me in all areas.
Uh-huh. Well, did she win any competitions when she was younger?
No, she showed horses in 4-H, but she was never a rodeo queen. So she was learning along with me the whole time. So
that's great. And then the other thing too, talk about your brother Maverick and how he's inspired you.
Yeah, so my younger brother Maverick is actually who I gave my speech about during the Miss Rodeo Nebraska pageant. He's had a rough go, especially this spring. He's always had really bad luck when it comes to breaking bones. And this spring he actually got in a really bad accident where he almost cut off three of his fingers in the branding pin.
Hurts to think about.
Yeah, it does. And he's just always, he's one of the most hardworking kids I've ever met. And so even though he's younger than me, I've always looked up to him and his work ethic. And he's never afraid to try no matter what challenges are thrown at him. High school rodeo starts in about 30 days for him. And he got released last week to start roping again. And he is he is very determined that he is going to be roping come that first high school rodeo, and I have no doubt that he will.
Sounds like he's got that mentality. Nothing's going to stop him. You took your, when you gave your speech, it centered around a quote from Babe Ruth, of all people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gosh, I think it's amazing to even know who Babe Ruth was, but that's a great thing. So the quote is, never let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. And of course, he mm-hmm. was the home run king for many, many years. But
right.
So how did that inspire you, just coming across a quote like that, and why did you adopt that?
Yeah, when I read that quote, I knew I wanted to go with that for my speech, just because I could relate to it, even though I knew I wanted to talk about Maverick and his story. I just think it's a quote a lot of people can relate to. Everything you do in life, there's going to be challenges and there's going to be problems that you have to overcome, but mm-hmm. you shouldn't let those problems get in the way of wanting to achieve your dreams. And I thought Maverick was the perfect story to relate to, back to that quote, because even with all those broken bones, there's no way that he's not going to continue to rope and continue to high school rodeo.
That's great. We all need to be inspired. I think you'll find that true even as you go deeper into your adult life, that we all need periodic inspiration. We need those boosts, and you can get that from other people or quotes. And I like people to kind of pick quotes that they center the way they live their life around. You have also chosen to spread kindness and lift others up. That's a big thing that you've kind of ingrained in your thinking, right, as you treat other
yes.
people. Where did that come from?
Yeah, so I've always been a big advocate for kindness, and with my platform, Lead With Light, that I want to use for this next year and a half, when you're in a position as a role model as Miss Rodeo Nebraska, I think the most important thing you can do is be a good person and be cautious of how you treat others. I'm going to be traveling hundreds of miles, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be talking to new people all the time, and just having a simple conversation and leaving them with a good impact of Nebraska and who I am is just what I want to do as I travel.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that becomes easier as you have that mindset every day and you wake up, and even though, you know, sometimes people treat you rudely and all that, you're going to choose to treat them, you're still going to stay on that level?
Yeah, I think a little bit of kindness can go a long way. There's so much negative in the world, and if you can just bring a little bit more light everywhere you go, I think it truly, truly shines bright.
For sure. So you're going to be traveling a lot, aren't you?
Yes.
I mean, even leading into receiving the official title, right?
Yep. So I think the next place I go is Burwell. I'm attending the Miss Burwell Rodeo Pageant.
Okay.
It's on a Monday. And then following that, I go to Sydney for their PRCA Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And then that same week, I'll be in Gordon for about 3 to 4 days for their pageant and PRCA Rodeo as well.
I think it's great that you can do this. I think we tend to, in a lot of ways, we just kind of minimize, people that get involved in that a lot. I think when I was growing up, I wasn't even aware of it. And of course, I grew up in Lincoln, so rodeo is about the furthest thing from my mind. But I've lived in Western Nebraska for most of my adult life, and I've kind of changed my perception on that. And I see all the great things, even though that I haven't been involved with, but getting to talk to people like yourself and people involved in agriculture and the rodeos and the fair things, all that stuff that I wasn't exposed to growing up, but I just realized that there's a lot of excellent people that are involved in that, and the opportunity, like 4-H, and I'm sure you're involved in that too, but the opportunities it gives, that there's just a wide variety of people, but it seems like you're all unified. It seems like everybody, like what you're doing, your platform, treating each other right and appreciating the differences that we have instead of mm-hmm. letting them be something that's dividing. But it seems like everybody just comes together and just wants to celebrate, and the communities that we have mm-hmm. and lift up the good things. And then, you know, when there are challenges, attack them together to get past some challenges.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. I think when it comes to rodeo or 4-H, it's definitely a family type of feeling that you really can't get anywhere else, no matter how big or how small your event is. Everyone is just looking out for each other and wants the best for one another. Yeah.
So be honest now, how many, when you got this, did your phone blow up?
Oh, my goodness,
yes. Did it take hours to get through all the messages and read all the messages?
When I actually got my phone back, I didn't even pick it up. I decided, I was like, I think I need another 20 minutes just to relax and soak it all in before I pick it up. Because it truly, I just kept saying, it was overwhelming in the best way.
Yeah.
Just so many texts, so many calls. I wanted to make sure that I just, you know, got a response out there to everyone that I could. Because I really did appreciate everyone that reached out to me to congratulate me. But yes, it was definitely overwhelming in a good way when I got my phone back that night.
That's amazing. Well, we thank you so much for stopping by the studios. And, you know, I wouldn't have got this idea except for I had the information and I had the article from the Telegraph. I thought, this sounds like a, you know, this would be a good person to come in and talk talk about it. And it has turned out to be that and more. So, Briley, thanks so much for coming in. Wish you the... I don't know if I need to wish you luck, because it seems like you're so together that you're going to be successful.
Well, thank you so much.
Enjoy it. Maybe that's the best way to leave. Just enjoy your time, because it'll go by probably way quicker than you imagine.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And then maybe, I don't know, you might have a day or two off maybe next year or something. We can squeeze you in, or in between your trips and
we
all
can
that.
Definitely make time for that.
Or at the very least after it's all over or something, and just you'll have a ton of experiences for sure, and different people and all that. You're going to get to travel pretty much all over from coast to coast.
That's the goal. Yes.
And are you going to hit all 50 states? Or I mean,
I don't know if I can achieve that. That would be amazing, but there's definitely some states from coast to coast that I would like to hit that have some pretty amazing rodeos.
So all the way, you know, you'll hit at least probably a couple states on the East Coast, and then
right, yes,
of course, probably centered in the Heartland and Midwest, but
for sure,
but you'll go west and hit some of those too.
Yeah.
Well, you keep smiling like that and wearing that hat, you're gonna make a lot of people happy. Appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Briley Thompson from Hershey, Miss Rodeo Nebraska, Lady in Waiting. But as soon as January 1st rolls around, she'll drop that title and she'll just be Miss Rodeo Nebraska. Mm.